Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. And these days he spends, I'm always excited when Peter can join us, but I'm especially so today because he's spending more and more time working in Australia. And, or typically he's in California. But these days he's spending more time in Australia, and so he's with us right now in Australia, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Peter, now what part of Australia are you in right now?
Eastern Australia, about halfway up the coast from the north to the south.
So are you closer to Sydney?
Between Sydney and Brisbane, but closer to Brisbane.
Closer to Brisbane, okay.
Yeah.
And are you on the coast?
If I turn around and look out the window, although it's dark, I can see the ocean about a stone's throw away from here.
I got you.
Walk out the front door and get my feet wet.
I see. All right. So now I've told the audience many times before, actually. I've known a lot of Australians. I've never been there. You're going to have to work something up where I can come down there and see you, Peter. But I've never been to Australia, but I've met a lot of Australians in my life, and of course, many of my Brain Trust members are from Australia. I've never met one I didn't like. They're cool people, aren't they?
That's because we're a superior group.
Wait a minute. What's this "we" business? You're already claiming some ownership down there, Peter.
Jim, I was born in Sydney.
What?
I was born in Sydney. I am an Australian. That's why you flaked me.
You never told me that.
You never asked.
Well, what do you mean I never asked? You don't sound like you're from Australia.
If I keep the accent, people think I'm putting on airs.
No, I really did not know that. After all these years, I can't believe this. So, all right, I'm gonna give you credit. I want you to talk to us for a few minutes about doing business in Australia. What's it like?
Well, I can tell you that it's very similar to doing business in the southern United States or in most of the United States, in that people tend to have the same patterns of success and the same challenges to those patterns. So although people in Australia have different terminology and customers have many different needs, how we do business here when it works is really similar to how you tell people to do business in the United States every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. People are the same all over. We're just taller and more handsome and more intelligent.
Right. So if someone pulled up stakes in America and went to Australia and wanted to start a business, what kind of adjustment would they have to make?
I think one of the key things to have to make is regulations are very different here, and you've got to make sure you understand the regulations as they apply to your business.
More or less?
Different. For instance, if you're in the food business, anything involving preparation of food or delivery of food, as you can imagine, the regulations are no more stringent, but they are definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
You have to adjust to that. Your expectations will need to be set aside. You've got to start from scratch.
Right.
If you want to do anything involving the law, you've got the same set of considerations. And that, of course, includes starting any business.
Right.
Because the rules are different here.
What about access to capital?
I'm not sure I can give you a good answer to that. My sense is that capital is available here and that you can get it when you need it through the same processes that you talk about for capital in the U.S.
Well, the reason I said that is because England is not an entrepreneur-friendly country.
No, but England's different from Australia.
It is.
As you pointed out offline, we're both, the United States and Australia, we're both started by convicts.
Right.
We have different perspectives than England does.
But I was just curious about the attitude. It would seem to me that the attitude about my bankers in Australia would be a lot friendlier to entrepreneurs than England.
That's certainly my experience so far. Also, private investors.
Yeah. A lot more private investors down there?
There are definitely more private investors down here than I expect to find in England. And it's similar to what you would find in California.
Right.
So capital's available. No problem there.
Well, that's good to know, because Europe is not an entrepreneurial friendly zone at all. The EU is not. So I'm glad to hear that Australia is. Hold on to that thought, Peter. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Peter and I are going to talk about some other things that are on his mind. He's in Australia, just up the coast from Sydney, a little closer to Brisbane, and very near to the eastern shore, eastern coast of Australia. He's, by the way, folks, he's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is a book that you hear me quoting all the time. And, of course, also Warp Speed Growth, which is one of the first books that we knew about of Peter's. Peter Meyer is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.